Erica Maxwell is the state's first ever Associate Superintendent of Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion, a position created by Democratic Superintendent of Public Instruction Kathy Hoffman. Maxwell is a veteran educator of more than two decades and has herself tried to build more inclusive programs and conversations in the communities she's worked in. But how exactly can someone approach inclusivity in schools across Arizona, a state that has had so many different communities, each with their own unique challenges? And what does that look like? I got to ask her recently when she came into our studios, and the timing was appropriate, just a week before a girls' volleyball game came to a halt as the crowd taunted the Salt River High School team with racist taunts and gestures.
It, of course, just solidifies the need for cultural responsive pedagogy and cultural responsive strategies in our schools across the state.
So how would you handle a situation like that? Like, you've worked in schools before. You've worked in schools on reservations before, right? So if you were trying to talk to the kids who did the taunting here, like, how do you explain to them that this is disrespectful, this is not something that is acceptable?
So I think the first step would be to discuss what made them say the things that they said.
Yeah.
Do they know the meaning of the words that they said? And talk about how Indigenous people come from the strengths-based model of how they've contributed to our society. And ask them what they know. And start with that, because a lot of this comes from not knowing, from pure ignorance, and just an opportunity to perpetuate stereotypes and racial slurs to others to demean them and dehumanize the population of Indigenous peoples.
So it sounds to me like you really think that a lot of this is like a teaching moment.
It is a teachable moment, absolutely. And so one of the good things about the results of this is that there is a partnership developed between the schools. They are lending the resources of their culture and language teachers to help them use a resource to help them build an understanding, a bridge between two different cultures.
So let's back up then and talk a little bit about you and about this position, right? So this is a new position. This was created by the superintendent. Yeah. Give us a sense of, like, are there personal life experiences that you have had that drive you in this direction, that make you want to approach a job like this in a way that is really proactive?
Yes, simply even just having kids. Some of the incidents that they experience when you're talking about the innocence of young people and thinking about how they interact at an early age sometimes in a negative way. And I wanted to make sure that in these learning environments and educational environments, that there is equity, there is understanding, so that the interactions can be effective, efficient, and respectful.
Have your kids encountered some of this? Like, have there been moments when you've wanted to change things for them?
Absolutely. Yes. I would say more so probably with my daughter than my son, and having to deal with and bring a voice to and advocate for her. And it's just not advocating for her or my son. It's advocating for all students and what they deserve when they're in educational environments, and any environments for that matter. So, yes, she has had people say things that were negative, use racial slurs towards her. And literally, I had to say, I'm going up to the school. She would say, no, I'm going to handle it.
Right.
And, you know, you are, even as this would happen in junior high, and being that advocate. So it really helped me with advocacy about, if this has happened to my child, maybe it might be happening to someone else's child, and I do not want that for any child.
Mm-hmm. What are the core issues you think need to be addressed first here when it comes to equity in our schools?
The core issues, there are several issues that need to be addressed. I would say one being recruitment of a diverse, qualified teaching force, because when you are interacting, everyone benefits from a teacher of color, mm-hmm. Or that is different from them, because then that you really learn from them. And that helps those populations also see themselves in an educational environment, in a successful, hopefully successful environment in which they could maybe be a teacher one day. Right. So it's beneficial in that way. Also, I would say that when you're talking about equity, having the access and resources that really meet the needs of the learner, mm-hmm. And the diversity of the learners, not having the same, but having what is needed to be successful. The pedagogy that goes along with teaching. How are we teaching students? Are we including all cultures? Are we speaking to them in a deficit manner or in a manner that is strength-based, mm-hmm. To talk about all the contributions that make up the United States as we know it today?
So you're coming at this at a moment when Arizona's been in this massive debate over education funding for a long time, right? Like, and getting more funding for things like more teachers and teacher pay has been a battle we've seen go on at the legislature and beyond for quite some time. Do you think this is about money? Do you think this is about sort of equitably funding schools in different parts of the valley and of the state that have different populations?
Yes, funding definitely is a huge part of it. But also, beyond funding, there are some systemic strategies that we can implement that could make a difference, right? Because when funding is no longer available and goes away, we want to have a structural and systematic changes that impact outcomes for all of our students. Because when we see that the data that we see in the disparities, for example, discipline and student achievement, that's just a manifestation of deeper symptoms that lead to the systems that were built and constructed in which certain groups were continually minimalized, marginalized, and they don't have the outcomes and achievement as other groups. So we have to dig a lot deeper. Funding, yes, always an issue, but there are still strategies that can be applied that work on the systems and the educational outcomes that will make a difference for our youth.
Have you been met with any sort of friction at this point, or is this all people are excited to make the changes?
I'll be honest, I have had nothing but positive responses. Superintendent Hoffman's vision to start and implement, we can't make any change. It starts with not just me, but it's all of us collaboratively. So it was her foresight that this was needed. And I have had nothing but positive responses so far.
So it sounds like you're pretty hopeful going forward here.
Absolutely. Optimistic all the time, because if I weren't optimistic, I would not, you know, be in this position or have accepted this position. It is built on optimism, lots of energy that it requires, and listening to the voices in our communities that have traditionally been marginalized and those that have really been forgotten.
All right. That's Erica Maxwell, the Arizona Department of Education Associate Superintendent of Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion. Erica, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.